Hello everyone out there, this is Jonathan Ritter. This will be marked the second sermon that I'm posting on this page. You know, throughout the week I was thinking on what to talk to y'all about, and you know, working on a sermon on prayer, but really in my heart, feeling the Lord is wanting me to speak on spiritual warfare, which I feel that most churches neglect the spiritual warfare topic. And if you really look all around us, we're in a spiritual war. So the scripture today that I would like to share with you guys is Ephesians 6:10-17. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles, that is, schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take upon you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, I said 1:10-17. I want to just read the 18th verse here. Pray always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, watching thereupon with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. You guys bow with me today and we'll pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you today, Lord, just laying ourselves at your feet and just thanking you for getting us through the week, Lord, and just being that comfort, that hope, wherever, who is ever out there listening to this, Lord. That I pray, Lord, it touches their heart, it opens their heart, Lord. I pray it gives them comfort wherever. Whatever is going on in their lives, Lord, we uplift them to you, Lord, and we pray that your will be done in each and every one of their lives, Lord. I pray, Lord, let this message reach whoever you need it to reach, Lord. I pray, Lord, I lay myself at your feet, your humble servant, filled with many flaws, Lord. But I lay myself at your feet and know that only the words I speak are the words that you give me. I am nothing without you. The cross is everything. As we pray in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ, amen. You know, I look at Ephesians and particularly these scriptures here. And there's a spiritual war waging all around us. And we have to understand this war is, you know, not really new. It began at the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve failed to obey the commandments of God that was given to them to not eat from the tree of life. Once they did, this is typically when the curse became, is the fall. A lot of people call this, and I'm pretty sure you guys have already heard this, the fall of man. Man just being a general term, that is humanity. And this, today, if we look all around, we see this hate, this anger, the pride, the lust, the envy, the greed. You cut on news sources, you hear, you know, school shootings. You hear Christian businesses shutting down for just believing biblical truths. You see the widestream entertainment sources out there, from the TV to the internet, they're trying to influence our young children to accept unbiblical principles, particularly the refining of the relationship between a man and a woman. Many of us out there already know that, you know, a man can marry a man, it's legal, and a woman can marry a woman, and that's legal. In this world's eye view, it is. In God's eyes, it is abomination as any other sin out there. It doesn't weigh any more or less than other sins. But in this particular content of this today's world, we're seeing a mass increase in this sin and the indoctrination of it to our children from the TV shows and stuff. If you're following Disney and all the things that are going on with Disney, I'm not centering them out, I'm not picking on them, but in the new movie Toy Story 4, they actually have a brief scene of two women dropping their child off at daycare. It's very subtle, and Disney's really good at subtleties on this, but we have to be aware of what the enemy is trying to do. Trying to influence the next generation of children. You also see that there's in particular libraries across the nation, they're doing a drag queen story hour. This is really sad. It hurts my heart to see this, that men are dressing up as women and reading story time to children, influencing their minds and saying this is okay. I give these examples because there is a war. And within this war, there's battles that we'll fight. As it gets closer to the end, these things will increase. This sexual immorality. And also the anger and the hate. That's the shootings that we're seeing. The Christian businesses being told they can't do things. There's a act that's in Congress right now called the Equality Act. And in this Equality Act, is basically they're trying to get it approved where people like me or pastors or, you know, evangelists or whoever's out there, even a lay person out there pronouncing their beliefs, that it would be against the law to say, okay, I don't believe a man should marry a man, a woman should marry a woman. We believe in the sanctity of marriage, and they literally can throw us in jail. This is the war that we're in, guys, and it's increasing daily. And this is what Paul is kind of talking about. But within all this darkness, he tells us in verse 10, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord, in the power of all his might. Meaning, we can't do this by ourselves. We need Jesus. Jesus is everything. And if you're a child of God, you have that light that's living in you. Because the Bible tells us Jesus is the light of the world. And within that, that light, that Holy Spirit, we are strong in the Lord and in the power of all his might. And Paul continues, tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The whole armor of God. That's something that is fully covering your body. A protection from the penetration of the darkness about us. And Paul speaks of the wiles of the devil. That is the schemes. That is, the devil's been at this for a while. His demons have been at it for a while. They know their time is near. It's drawing near. So they're increasing as much as they can. And Paul kind of goes into this and tells us that we don't wrestle against this flesh and blood. And he lists that the devil is highly organized. And he says they're against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He's saying these devils and these demons, when you say devils in the Bible, it also means demons. Of course, we know Satan and his angels were falling because there were a revolt in heaven. And they were cast down because Satan was wanting to basically be the man. He said, I had this, and he was cast down. So he has organized his demons all around in very specific areas in our lives, in our government, in our nation, in our churches. It burdens my heart to see the things happening, and particularly in our churches today too. The enemy has penetrated it. He has found out that it's easier to destroy the church within than outside. We have to band together, brothers and sisters. We have to understand that there's a war all around us. It's affecting us daily. And then Paul goes into the other verses here. Therefore, take up on you. Oh, hold on, let's see. Take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. And then he goes into the armor. He says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. What he's saying here is that the belt of truth. What is, you know, when we look at a belt, what is a belt? You know, when I wake up in the mornings and, you know, I put my jeans on, and they're a little loose sometimes, and I have to use a belt to tighten them up where they won't fall off. One thing, the fundamental truth holds everything together. The truth is, Jesus is the truth. He's the way, he's the life. There is no other way. He is a way. I know in this world, you see that many people are trying to say that there's more than one way to heaven. And there isn't. There's only one way to heaven. And that is through Jesus. You know, John tells us in John 14:6. He tells us that he is the way, the truth, the life. And he said, no man cometh to me, to the Father, but by me. We have to understand that he is the truth, and that he is the fundamental truth that holds the whole armor together. And then Paul goes into the breastplate of righteousness. You know, if you really think of the breastplate of righteousness, you know, the second part of this armor that Paul's talking about is a protection. You know, Isaiah tells us 61:10, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decked herself with ornaments, as a bride adore herself her jewels. We don't possess no righteousness of ourselves. Actually, God tells us our righteousness is just filthy wet rags. You really think, what is filthy rags? And, you know, if you really look to the meaning of filthy rags, it really boils down to a good graphic imagery of that is, use tampons. That's our righteousness before a holy God. We have no righteousness. He clothes us with his righteousness. When you think of this breastplate of righteousness and what level of protection it guards, it's our heart. That protects our heart. Matthew 6 says it like this: for where your treasures is, there will your heart be also. Proverbs 4:23: keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Heart is mentioned so many times in the Bible. Psalms 51:10 tells us, create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. The breastplate of righteousness protects our heart, because the enemy wants to affect it. He wants to destroy it. As we continue down the scriptures, verse 15 that we're in now. And your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's your footing. Placing your foot down within the storms, within the challenges of this life. This peace he's speaking of is seen also in Philippians 4:13. The peace of God that pass all understanding. You know, we go through these things in life and we're rattled. And as a child of God, you know, we're not immune from the world and from the things that occur around us. But our interpretation, our perspective of what's going on should be different. A job loss, a loss of a loved one, a friend or a kid that's committed suicide or that has ended their lives. These things weigh heavy on our hearts. And within those times, who do we go to? We have to go to God, because he creates that peace around us. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith is powerful. It speaks as a defensive and offensive in nature. You know, Satan will sling all kind of stuff at you. And that's what he's speaking of, these fiery darts of the wicked. Satan will try to hit you from every end, from every angle. And this shield of faith will keep us. By keeping this faith, we say, God, you're in control. You have the power to withstand anything the devil can throw at us. But we have to have the faith, brothers and sisters. And we have to lift our shield high and lean and trust in God that he's got this. even when we feel that he don't. When we look at verse 17, it says, take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. When we take the helmet of salvation and we place it on our head, that is a covering, a protection of our mind. I think one of the saddest thoughts out there today is that Christians can lose their salvation. And I'm here to tell you, once you truly accept, now I say truly, accept Christ into your heart. A lot of people don't understand that truly part. You can't hold on to the past, sin. Enjoy your sin. That's not truly accepting Christ. I know there's many out there that take this and they create it to be dirty. And it's because they truly have not accepted Christ. A lot of times they want this world and the afterworld. And I'm telling you, and they dirty this grace. That ain't how it works. If you truly accept him, you truly want to be next to him. The Bible speaks, particularly in Revelation, he speaks of lukewarm Christians. I feel that a lot of lukewarm Christians take this thought pattern and say, well, I can still have grace and still have this world. And it don't work that way. For the Bible tells us, the Revelation tells us, that if you're neither hot or cold, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I will literally vomit you out of my mouth. And with this said, a lot of Christians take this and they filthy it up. And they, in the end, it's sad. We should be in prayer for our brothers and sisters that do this. But they will, in the end, suffer greatly for doing this. The last part of the armor of God that Paul speaks about is in Hebrew, is the word of God. That is the sword. It's offensive and defensive. You know, Paul speaks in Hebrews 14:12 and tells us, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul, spirit, and the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Is a very powerful weapon that we can use against the enemy. We need to read our Bible, guys. Really read it. Really yearn for the Word. I was reading a Christian research article, and I would say that over 2 billion Christians in the world, less than 30% will ever read the entire Bible. Fact is, over 82% of Christian Americans only read their Bibles on Sunday. Why in church? The problem is not the Word of God. The problem is with us. I want to tell you that you will not be able to be an effective soldier for Christ if you're not reading your Bible. When you're trying to advance the cause of Christ and your sword is not sharp, you will not advance. You will fail. So do not be one of those people who just read their Bible on Sunday and be prepared and ready through the Word of God to give the reason for the truth. For your righteousness, for your peace, for your faith, for your salvation. In verse 18, I added on here, and it speaks of prayer. And that's another powerful weapon, a powerful tool that we can use. It's a direct communication to God. Prayer is a powerful thing. A lot of people today don't pray. It's powerful, brothers and sisters. You know, you see, if you look at the four Gospels and you read about Jesus, he prayed all the time. And that's a hard, example to live up to, but And we should try. We should attempt to try to do that daily. Today, if anything, I want y'all to reflect on the armor of God. That is where it needs to, that's what we need to take on. That helps us withstand the wiles of the enemy. That's the deception. That's Satan and his demons. I know in my life, I have not used the armor of God rightly. It was there, but I didn't use it. And Satan did. And you know, we still are, as Christians, as we grow, we're still going to have those trials and tribulations in life. But, you know, I was so beat down with life and everything. I was looking around. I was like, what does my life mean? What is my purpose? Of course, I ran 20 plus years from Jesus, not yielding the calling that he has on my life to preach, to teach, to be around people, and to let that light shine. I didn't want nothing to do with all of that. Well, the Lord got my attention. Literally knocked me completely out of the ballpark in what I thought my life should reflect and what it should be. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, from personal experience, we have to prepare our heart and mind. We have to strengthen this armor of God. We are soldiers. We're in a battle to reach out into this loss when all this darkness, all of the television shows of the immoral sexual immorality and the animations and infecting our kids. We have to stand up when churches are, and people are walking into churches and shooting people, and when there people are walking into Christian businesses and say, hey, you can't be a Christian and we don't view these things correctly. You are wrong, and I'm going to sue you for it because I feel that you're discriminating against me. That is wrong. In reality, they're discriminating on that business, but the world don't see it that way. We have to stand up. We have to be that light on the hill. We have to be that flicker in this darkness of this world. We have to pray, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Give me the strength to go out here and be effective witness of the grace and mercy and show the love to this dying world that is need of it today. As you guys bow your heads, we'll pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today in this message, Lord, I pray where my weaknesses are. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. I'm just trying to pray that this message, whoever needs to hear it, Lord, God, I pray that they hear it, Lord, and that it influences their life. It impacts their life, Lord. I pray wherever they're going through, Lord, that you be with them, Lord. I pray if they're struggling with addiction of any sort, pornography, drug. I pray that if anybody's marriages are suffering, the children are suffering, Lord, I pray that you be with them, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you open our eyes to see the darkness that surrounds this world. I pray, Lord, that you give us the strength to be the soldiers that you need us to be. the light bearers, that we put on the full armor of God, and we go out into this world and we tell them about you. We tell them about the salvation, the hope that's in you, Lord. We pray all this in your holy and beautiful name, Jesus Christ. Amen.